This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Loman Abdo Law Firm, with a Minnesota Home Talk Legal Minute. When it comes to a commercial tenant's rights of expansion, what is the difference between rights of first offer and rights of first refusal? Rights of first offer are generally preferred by landlords, mainly due to the fact that they need not put another deal on hold to present the third party's terms to the existing tenant. That said, both rights have advantages for the parties. A right of first offer creates an element of certainty for both parties in that the tenant will know the terms of any expansion and can plan accordingly, and the landlord can predict how much revenue the space will generate. Rights of first refusal, on the other hand, let the value of the expansion premises fluctuate with market terms and conditions, which are far less predictable. Premises subject to a right of first offer can be leased for fair market value, which could be determined at the time of exercise in accordance with the definition in the lease. Some tenants will exercise a right of first refusal where the economic terms match those in their existing lease rather than any third-party offer, or where the tenant is entitled to expand based on the lower of the two rents. Due to the creative nature in which these rights have been negotiated in various leases and the fact that these terms are often used interchangeably or misused, it is important to describe in detail both what triggers the rights and the economic terms of the expansion should the rights be exercised. This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Loman Abdo Law Firm, with a Minnesota Home Talk Legal Minute.